Hey friends, thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. This is your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, and I am so grateful that you are joining us on our self-care journey. I want to ask you to remember to make sure that you subscribe so that you're always aware of a new conversation that drops, that you rate us because we want to know how we're doing. Give us 5 stars. And that you leave a review so that other people can know what we're talking about and know why they should join in on the conversation. Thank you so much for your help. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hey friends, it's your girl Kristen Denise, also known as KD, here with another international episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. But first, I'm going to do something I have not done in a while because, well, you know, I just get back to recording regularly. So there's that. Is share some podcast fun facts. So podcast fun fact number one, we have crossed 100,000 downloads, which was a goal of mine for this year. So yay to getting that goal marked off the list. I'll be honest, I was a little nervous that I would not get to that goal because, you know, I took that long break. I stopped recording. But two things happened. Y'all kept listening. Even when I was out, even when I wasn't recording for those six months. Yeah, even when I wasn't recording for those 6 months, you guys kept listening. You kept going back to the old episode. The last episode that was created before I went out on my break is actually the most listened to episode by far ever. And I want to say it was preparing for a quarterly review that happened in mid-March. And so y'all murdered that episode. Like, y'all listened to it again and again and again. And, you know, new people came to it. So that episode has over 27,000 downloads. I'm sorry. I said that wrong. 2,700 downloads, not 27,000. That would be nice. But no, it has over 2,700 downloads because you guys kept listening to it. And you're actually still listening to it. It has grown even since I've been back in the matrix. But stuff like that, you all I took a nap, so I'm not sleepy. But you all have helped me to cross the threshold of 100,000 downloads. And for that, I am so eternally grateful. Y'all rock, for sticking with me even through all of the transitions. And the last I checked, we are presently being listened to in 115 countries around the world. How cool is that? That had me like over the moon, super duper extra excited. And I am just really grateful. And I want to say my age demographic that is the highest is like 20, 25 to 34, something like that. 27 and 34, whatever it is. It ends at 34. That's the part I know. And so about a fourth of my listeners come from that age range. And so for that, I say thank you. Thank you so much for listening and sharing, you know, keep sharing as we all grow together. So for that, I am grateful. Thank you guys so much. You bring me such joy. Now we're going to get into today's episode. I don't know how long it's going to be, so I'm not going to try to create an estimate. It'll be what it's going to be. And for that, today's episode is get help. Get some help. Find some help. Use some services. Do whatever you need to do to take some stuff off of your plate and to take some things off of your brain so you can focus on what's really important. Okay, so as you guys know, I'm abroad on a study abroad. I'm in Rwanda as a Fulbrighter. I'm still a student, right? That's number one. Can't do study abroad if you're not studying. So I'm still a student, you know, so I have my obligations with that. I am, you know, volunteering at a partner school and helping be an English teaching assistant. So basically sharing my knowledge of English and English language and working with different English teachers to help their students with their English language learning, pronunciation, things like that. And let's see, I'm still a godmother and a friend, and I have all my, you know, life happening back in the U.S. And that's just a lot, right, to manage. And so one of the things that was suggested to me the first week is, oh, and I'm going to share the term they use, and then you're never going to hear me use that term again, okay? They're like, oh, you need a house girl. And I was like, what's a house girl? Like, what are you talking about? So my term I use is house manager because that sounds better to me. Something about the word house girl just didn't sit right in my soul. But house manager sits much better with me, and it actually fits more appropriately to what the things that the person is helping me with. And so they were like, "Y'all know, we'll get your house manager." My friend that was working with me here, she helped me find a house manager. And here's the thing, although I'm basically living off of my scholarship and not working, because this is very normal here, it's a very affordable practice. Now, this is not necessarily something I could do the same way in the United States. It would be much more expensive, and based on being a student and, you know, living off of my scholarship, I would not have the same access. But while I'm abroad, I have access, right? So I'm like, okay, let's see what this is about. Y'all, this woman has changed my life, okay? She has changed my life. I will never be the same again because of her help. I had strong decision fatigue. I had to make a lot of decisions, do a lot of living in life, and before getting on that flight to come to Rwanda, and I didn't even realize how much decision fatigue I had until some of those decisions were taken off of my plate. I didn't realize how much basic life fatigue I had until someone else was doing the life stuff. Let me tell you all, I really don't know what's going on with my words today, about this amazing young woman named Debbie. Debbie stays with me. So that's number one. This is another person. They're like, we don't want you to stay by yourself. You know, we want somebody to stay with you as a woman. Like, we think that's a better idea. And I'm like, I'm fine. I've lived by myself for years, but it was recommended. And for some of the health things I deal with, it's actually good to have somebody else here. So Debbie stays with me. And Debbie does all of the house stuff that I either just, that would be stressful, right? All the things that I want to think about. So Debbie cooks for me. Debbie makes the grocery list. Now I order the groceries because I'm paying for them. But Debbie makes the grocery list, which makes ordering them that much easier, because I just go down her little list and click the stuff and I buy it. Debbie washes clothes for me, which is amazing, because a lot of people in Rwanda don't have a washer and dryer. You hand wash, you line dry. That is something I have never had to do for real. And so I didn't want to start today. So Debbie washes the clothes for me. Debbie cleans the house. It's almost like having a maid. Not almost. It is basically like having a maid, but I don't like that term either. Debbie can run to the grocery store for me if I need her to, if there's something like we couldn't find or order, or run other errands for me. The main thing that Debbie does that helps me out a ton is she speaks both English and the native language of Kenya, Rwanda. So when people have come to the house to perform services, like somebody had to come change the locks, they came and installed this like water thing, so that in a developing nation, you just have things you deal with sometimes. And so sometimes the water just stops in the city. It just runs out. And I had that happen like my first day in the house. And so that I wouldn't have to deal with that again, they actually installed a separate water tank to ensure that I will always have water. She was able to communicate with the people who came in and did that. I can get stuff delivered while I'm at my partner's school site, and I have to worry about it because Debbie is here. Debbie irons my clothes for me. It is amazing. Debbie will make me coffee if I want coffee. Debbie will cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner if I ask her to. Like, it's a game changer. It's life changing. I was like, this is the soft life, because it has left me energy, one, to focus on my continued healing and rest of my body, which has been amazing. It has allowed me to focus on my schoolwork. Do you know how much more schoolwork you can get done if you don't have to do all that daily life stuff yourself? Oh my word. It has allowed me to catch up on some reading. It has just positioned me to be better at all of the other things that literally no one else can do for me, because all of the things that someone else can do, she is doing. And for me, it's not even a lot, right? Because it's just me. So it's not like there are a billion clothes to wash. They're not. It's not like you're cooking, you know, a meal for a family of five. It's me. Obviously, and she's feeding herself. You know, so that is really a game changer for both of us. And she gets to chill out most of the time. I'm like, girl, do what you want to, you know. I do other things, like for me, which aren't many and don't take that long. Like, feel free to, like, live your life and do what you want to do. So she's being paid an equitable salary within her country for this role, while not having to do nearly as much as most people in this role have to do, which is amazing, right, for her. It's a benefit to her. It gives her time to plan and dream and think and figure out what else she wants to do. It is a true burden lifter for me, because there's so much that would take up so much of my time and so much of my energy that I don't even have to worry about. Like, oh my word, like I could walk in and there's just food. I'm like, oh my God, thank you, food. Again, somebody who could help just bring me coffee while I'm doing homework or studying, it's a gift. So this week in self-care, give yourself some assistance. Is that somebody coming to clean your house once a week? Is that paying for somebody to do meal prep for you? Is that having somebody, you know, or is it paying for a laundry service? My sister started paying for a laundry service. She was like, it changed her life. Right? So is that paying for a laundry service? Is that getting a nanny to help with your kids a couple of days a week so you can do something else? Or just a really good babysitter who you know you can call on and trust so you have some time away to focus on the things you want to focus on and not be consumed in the task of life that you don't get the chance to live your life. So what is that? Think about your life. Where can you afford to add some help? And here's the thing. This is what I'm going to say about affordability. Because even when I go back to the U.S., like I said, I know I can't afford what I have here when I go back to the U.S. As a student, you know, living off of a scholarship, basically. But I do know there are certain things I can get done. So like I said, when I go back, I'm going to probably pay for laundry service. I may never wash clothes again, to be quite honest. Now, I still wash like my personal items because I don't want everybody touching my undergarments because that's just a little weird. But all that other stuff, somebody else can do that. And I remember the service that my friends use. They pick up on one day. They bring it back the next day. What you want hanging is hanging. Your other stuff is neatly folded and you can just put it away. It's almost a guarantee. I'm probably not going for real do laundry again outside of my undergarments. I'm going to probably do meal prep again. I used to pay for meal prep and it was a gift. And I stopped just because I wasn't good about eating all the food and I didn't want to be wasteful. But no, I'm going to go back to paying for meal prep. It's actually one of the few ways I can ensure that I eat healthy. It's having somebody else responsible for that. Because when I'm responsible for that, it can go all kinds of ways. So even if it's not paying for meal prep for every meal, if I order five to seven meals a week, that ensures that I am eating healthy at least 5 to 7 times a week. Because there's food already there, ready to go. All I have to do is warm it up and eat it, and I can be about my business and be on my way. And that's really important because I want to be healthy, right? I want to live a long and good life. I deal with some underlying health issues that eating healthy actually helps with, right? And so I want to do that. So those are two things at least that I know I'm going to consume. And I'm going to probably have a cleaning service come in once a week to do a deep clean. And then the rest of it is about me maintaining that. But I'm probably going ahead and do that. And learn how to budget for it because it's worth it. So if that means I can't shop as much, it ain't like I need no clothes. Anyway, it ain't like I really need any shoes. I can live with the stuff I have. So all of that to say, what can you do? What can you add to your life to give you back? What service specifically can you add to your life to give you back some brain space, some power, some time, which is your most valuable resource to begin with, to remove some stuff from your plate that it doesn't serve you to do, unless it serves you, right? I know some people who clean because it helps them to clear their mind, so they clean. But what if you're like, you know, somebody else can clean because that's something I can hand off, and instead of cleaning, maybe I'll go for a walk. That has double benefit. It still allows you to clear your mind, and now you get your exercise in for the day. I don't know, right? Just throwing stuff out there. But what does outsourcing give you back in your life that was maybe competing for time? Because the reality is you only get 24 hours in a day. And if you can give yourself some time back by outsourcing for cleaning or laundry or somebody to keep your kids for a little while or cooking or somebody, you know, doing grocery orders so that you're not grocery shopping yourself or whatever the case may be, what do you add back into your life by doing that? Are you giving yourself a chance to have exactly what you deserve? And to focus on the things that only you can do. You can't outsource your dreaming. You got to dream for yourself. You should not outsource your schoolwork if you're doing schoolwork, right? You can't necessarily outsource what you want to do for your business or at your job so that you can grow as a professional. So what can you do? What can you outsource to give yourself back time to focus in those areas that no one else can do for you? Sometimes it's like, I'm going to outsource that stuff just so I can spend more time with my loved ones. I could spend more time being Auntie Kristen and Gigi and being a sister friend and traveling and whatever the case may be because I don't have to worry about those things anymore. So what can you give back to yourself so you can live the life you want to live by outsourcing for services that, to be quite honest, you probably didn't even really want to do anyway. And consider that this stuff is probably not as expensive as you thought. You're not as far away as you thought. Again, I know I probably will not be able to afford having a live-in person when I return to the United States. That will probably be cost prohibitive for me based on my current circumstances. But it does not mean I cannot pay for some of the things that this person does for me so that I don't have to worry about them when I go home. Again, my top three are probably going to be laundry service, weekly cleaning service, and meal prep. If I don't have to worry about those things, I get so much time back in my life. And for that, I am grateful. And I deserve it. I deserve to live a good life, not full of just stuff, but full of the right stuff. And that's how I make sure I have space for the things that really matter to me. It's about outsourcing the things that need to be done, but they don't have to be done by me in order to give me what I need. So that's all I got. Friends, take some time this week and think about what you're going to do. Pick one thing to try for the month. And after that, you know, give it a shot. See how it works. Record your feelings, record your thoughts, record your lessons learned. You know, what you need to make sure you advocate for and ask for in the process to make sure that the service is really serving you. And then add another thing. And as you create space for it in your life, I do believe the resources to maintain it will come to you. Because that's typically what happens to me. When I create space for things and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to give it a go. I feel like God always adds to me to ensure that I can keep it going. But I have to always give it a try first. So give it a try. See what happens. I love you. Make it an amazing day, week, month, year. And do what you need to do to be more than okay. Because you deserve to be more than okay. I love you. Hey friends, here with our newly created segment, the Self-Care Soundtrack, where I share what I've been listening to. And hopefully you all will begin sharing some of the things you're listening to so I can add some things into my world. This past week, I'll say what I probably listened to the most was some more recent music. I was definitely enjoying Trauma Zine from our girl, Megan Thee Stallion. Shout out to the song girls. So I've been rocking Trauma Zine and I have enjoyed it. What else have I been listening to? Oh, I've been listening to the last Her album. I love her. She is amazing. I love just her style, her writing. So I've been listening to her. I've been listening to Meg. And I did a little bit of listening to Lizzo's latest album as well. I haven't actually been listening to a ton. So that's what I got, those three. Her, the last Her album, Trauma Zine from Megan, and the last Lizzo album have been my self-care soundtrack over the last week. So tell me, comment on a photo on the page, what you've been listening to. Let me know. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. If you're ready to get started on your own self-care journey and you need some help, check out the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care workbook. You can find it on Amazon.com, and we would love for you to have it to help you in your self-care journey. You can also join us on social media. We have a Facebook group, The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. On Twitter, you can find us at Black Girl Self-Care. And on Instagram, we are Black Girl Self-Care Revolution. So come on over and join us online. Keep the conversation going and stick with us in between episodes. Love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. And I just hope that you have an amazing rest of your day, month, week, year, that it is literally you living your best life. So till next time, be well.